This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't like artificial sweeteners. They taste good. I don't want to gain weight having a regular Coca-Cola, so I might order a Diet Coke. But I got to tell you, I just don't trust it. And sadly, we keep getting these studies and say, look, we need to rethink these medications. We need to rethink these additives. We need to rethink these preservatives. Well, a recent study is saying erythritol used for stevia, monk fruit, keto-reduced sugar products have been linked to blood clotting, stroke, heart attack, and death. Now, not a huge link, but still a link enough for it to make science. Lead study author Dr. Stanley Hazen, director for the Center for Cardiovascular Diagnostics and Prevention at the Cleveland Clinic Lerner Research Institute, said the degree of risk was not modest. People with existing risk factors for heart disease like diabetes were twice as likely to experience a heart attack or stroke if they had the highest levels of erythritol in their blood. Now, this study was published February 27th of the journal Nature Medicine. If your blood level of erythritol was in the top 25% compared to the bottom 25%, there was about a twofold higher risk for heart attack and stroke. It's on par with the strongest of cardiac risk factors. According to CBS News, additional lab and animal research presented in a paper revealed that the erythritol caused blood platelets to clot more readily. Now, if you remember when we spoke about heart attacks, sometimes it's not that you clog and you go from 50, 60, 70%, 80, 90, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, and then have the heart attack. Sometimes it's a breaking off of a plaque. Some of these arterial sclerotic plaques made with cholesterol and sugar and junk, that as it tears off the artery to float away, you get this intimal tearing. The body tries to clot it off, and the clotting factors cause so much congestion in that artery that now you have a blockage. So you want to clot well, but you don't want to overclot. These clots can break off themselves, travel to the heart, triggering a heart attack, brain triggering a stroke. So, you know, how much of a risk of clotting does come from erythritol? Can it cause DVTs, deep vein thromboses? We need more research. The study, in response to the study, the Calorie Control Council told CNN that the results of the study are contrary to decades of scientific research showing reduced calorie sweeteners like erythritol are safe and evidenced by global regulatory permissions for their use in foods and beverages. They said the results should not be extrapolated to the general population, as the participants in the intervention were already at increased risk for cardiovascular events. Okay, but here's my beef with that one. All right, when they say, they don't want hype, they don't want panic, they don't want a flawed study altering consumer behaviors. I get that, okay? Running businesses myself, I get that. But when somebody says you can't extrapolate this to the general population because those individuals they looked at were at increased risk for cardiovascular events, how many of you or people in my family are walking around saying they are healthy as the day is long and they don't know that they have cardiovascular clogging or prediabetes? My father thought he was healthy until the day he died. And I don't even know if he was alive enough to have that thought of maybe I'm not healthy. My father had a widowmaker, a heart attack. Dropped dead in front of my mom. Did he ever get his heart checked? I asked him to. I wanted him to. He wouldn't do it. So the average person thinks they're good. They're not getting lab tests regularly. They're not. So when we talk about the general population, you know, there are people walking around with severe heart risk. And they don't know because they're not going in. They're not getting seen. They're not getting tested. When was the last time you were on a treadmill? When was the last time you had an angiogram? So erythritol, like sorbitol and xylitol, is a sugar alcohol. It's a carb that is found naturally in fruits and vegetables. Has 70% of the sweetness of sugar. It's considered zero calorie. But it's artificially manufactured in massive quantities. Will not spike your blood sugar. Has no lingering aftertaste. And it looks like sugar, tastes like sugar. You could even bake with it. And many people like it because it's lower carb. But it is, again, it's an ingredient. And we use it in monk fruit products, natural stevia, quote-unquote natural stevia. And stevia and monk fruit are 2 to 400 times sweeter than sugar. So there's an ability for people to unfortunately overconsume this. And Dr. Hazen said the connection between erythritol and cardiovascular issues was accidental. They weren't looking for it. They never expected it. Their goal was to find unknown chemicals or compounds in a person's blood that might predict the risk of heart attack, stroke, or death in the upcoming 3 years. So they analyzed 1,100 blood samples in people at risk for heart disease collected between 2004 and 2011. And then they found this marker. Human body can create it as well. It's not like saccharin. So there is natural forms of it. But a body's way to create it was not justifiable in or validating the high numbers. So Hazen's team tested another batch of blood samples from more than 2,100 people in the United States and an additional 833 samples from Europeans. And 3/4 of them had coronary artery disease, high blood pressure, and they found higher levels of this erythritol was connected to a greater risk of heart attack or stroke. So what does that mean for the average person? You know, natural is better. I'd rather you eat a grape or two than to try to have a box of sugar-free cookies or low-carb cookies that have additives in it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
On the Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, being a physician, I have ordered thousands upon thousands and hundreds of thousands of lab tests, and rarely have I had an issue, but I did. I had an issue once. It was a lab. It was a newer lab that wanted to compete with Quest and LabCorp. And they had done fantastic work. But I had a patient whose thyroid test was really off. Just really, really off. And I've never seen my patient have their TSH or thyroid stimulating hormone level that off. So I reran it. And then I asked the lab to not charge him. Because when I re-ran the lab, it was the opposite. It was, I don't want to go into too much detail, but it was almost impossible to, in 2 days' time, be that far apart. And the lab said, no, it had to have been the patient. Our labs are fine. And I'm like, look, I do like your labs. No problem there, but something was really, really off with this. And I don't know if the clinical director ever got a hold of me or whatever, but I stopped using that lab. Because I was like, I need to trust. I need to know that 100.00000% of the time, these tests are going to be accurate. Well, the FDA apparently wants to fight lab inaccuracies, and they are going to now expand oversight. Now, I know that made people a little nervous when they saw that headline, going, what the hell has been going on with their labs? Well, I think overall the labs have been fine. You know, these companies have been fantastic. I haven't seen hardly any issues with patients on my own or other people's patients. But the FDA has proposed a rule to help ensure the safety and effectiveness of laboratory-developed tests. So they say that LDTs, or the laboratory, The FDA announced this rule regarding the laboratory-developed tests, or LDTs, which play an important role in healthcare. They say there's been a growing number of healthcare decisions for which concerns have been raised for many years. So the FDA has not always overseen all these labs. Even though the FDA has approved COVID tests, how many of us have seen that we're getting false negatives on these tests? All the time. I'm hearing patients go, oh yeah, my test was negative, but my wife was positive. So we have the same symptoms, but so one of us has it and one of us doesn't. Maybe the test is wrong. Right, these are things we really need to evaluate. And a wrong test is dangerous. I've been telling you guys for years, some of these COVID tests that are saying you're negative early on, I can put other people at risk because you're like, oh, I'm COVID free, so I could be coughing and sneezing and slurping and spewing and with my red eyes and whatever at work because it's not COVID. And then I tell you to retake the test. Oh, it's positive. So there has to be oversight. But why now? So they say that these in vitro diagnostic products, in vitro means in a lab, in vivo means in the body. So in vitro is you're looking at the blood in the lab. You're looking at the sample in the lab. That's what that is. They say the FDA has described as intended for clinical use and design, manufactured and used within a single clinical laboratory, has to meet certain laboratory requirements. Collection, preparation of the specimens from the human body, such as blood, saliva, tissue, looking at biomarkers, looking at DNA, cholesterol, glucose. So they want to amend the FDA's regulations to make explicit that these tests are devices under the Federal Drug and Cosmetic Act, including when the manufacturer of the IVD is a laboratory. Along with the amendment, the FDA is proposing a policy under which the agency intends to provide greater oversight of these through a phase-out of the general enforcement discretion approach. So they say historically the FDA has generally exercised this enforcement discretion over most of these labs, meaning the agency generally has not enforced applicable requirements. Now everybody should be following the requirements. But there could be risks. And they say the risks now are much more than they used to be. And they're becoming very concerned that some of these may not be providing accurate test results or perform as well as FDA-authorized tests and others complying with FDA requirements. So if you have a test that is abnormal or, let's say, a false positive, somebody could then get unnecessary treatment. Let's say you have a PSA, a prostate-specific antigen, that's high. Then the person may go and get a biopsy. And then, you know, it may come out inconclusive, or the patient may say, you know what, just remove it. Just take the prostate out. Well, now you have a prostatectomy, and do you now have erectile dysfunction? There has to be, you know, from day one, 1,000% accuracy. Somebody has a BRCA gene 2 mutation positive, meaning they might be at risk for breast cancer or ovarian cancer. Angelina Jolie's like, remove the breasts. And people are making pretty big decisions on these tests. We need to know these tests are 1,000%. We have to. Now, I've already told you guys, you do a BRCA gene test mutation, you're negative. I'm negative. I did BRCA 1, BRCA 2 gene mutations. Thank God, knock on wood, I'm negative. I still got my mammograms. I still had my ovaries watched because I had a tumor on my ovary. I don't give a damn if you're BRCA negative. you still have to do your screenings. Being positive means we're going to be making some maybe preventative decisions, or we're going to be watching you extra, extra close. But just because you don't were negative for a test doesn't mean you're not negative. So when I was pregnant with my son, I ran a pregnancy test. It was going to be my birthday. So I possibly conceived June 4th. My birthday's June 16th. June 19th, my friends threw a party for me at my house. And one of my friends was bringing lager and all that. I go, look, okay, before anything, I better make sure I'm not pregnant because I don't want to drink if I'm pregnant. Took the pregnancy test. It was negative. My sister called, so I just left the pee stick in the bathroom, went to talk to her. Couple hours later, I go back to the bathroom, and there's a big-ass positive on that test. And I was like, no. Actually, you know what? It was after the party. I was negative. I took a negative test. I was negative. My friend gave me some lager. I didn't want to drink it. He's like, what's wrong with you? Are you sick? And I'm like, I don't know. It just doesn't, I don't know. I just don't feel like drinking it. And I had a negative pregnancy test. But when I did it the next day, because I'm like, why did I not want to drink beer? Again, the test was negative until it sat around for hours, and then it was positive. So if you have a tech that might be quick to call it and not understand that sometimes these tests could be delayed, it could be written as negative. So there has to be oversight from everything, not only how the test is run, but how this test was sampled. If the test was a good test, if the blood was spun, if the urine was, you know, sediment full, or was it a clean catch? You also have to make sure that it's proper labeling. Last thing you want to do is you have a man's urine there and a woman's urine, and you dip it, and you accidentally dip the man's urine, and that's negative for pregnancy. So there's a lot of ways things can go wrong. And in fact, there's multiple lawyers out there that manage lawsuits. It's covered under malpractice if there's a lab error. And the doctor that ordered the lab can be just as liable. And these errors include technician error, test error, collection error. So I like that the FDA is overlooking it. I'm a little surprised that this hasn't been done the whole time. They say a growing number of clinical diagnostic tests are being offered as laboratory-developed tests without assurance that they work. The stakes are getting higher as these tests are increasingly being used to drive treatment decisions. That's according to FDA Commissioner Robert Califf, Dr. Califf. So they say, according to the CDC, 70% of today's medical decisions depend on laboratory test results. Given the role these tests play in modern medical care, their accuracy and validity have a significant impact on public health. And they said in the past, like the 70s and 80s, many of these tests were lower risk, small volume, used for specialized needs. Now we do labs all the time. And so they want more oversight. Does that mean our tests are going to be more expensive? Probably. Now these labs have to cross their I's and dot their T's. Okay. Dot their I's, cross their T's. If these labs now have extra rules and regulations are going to cost them money, yeah, lab tests could go up, healthcare costs can go up, absolutely. They negotiate the rate each year with the insurance companies, but we put a lot of value on these lab results. And I agree, the FDA should have always been having the utmost oversight for that. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. California Senator Dianne Feinstein passing away last night at the age of 90. The oldest senator, Feinstein had served in the Senate for 30 years. Former President Trump in California today for the state's GOP fall convention. Trump, one of the scheduled speakers in Anaheim, along with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. A government shutdown looking more likely. Yesterday, the Senate and House advanced bills to avoid a shutdown. However, Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he won't bring the Senate bill up for a vote in the Republican-controlled House. More rain expected in parts of the Northeast to end the week. Severe flooding could impact the tri-state area. The Senate reversing its new casual dress code and returning to its business suit tradition. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When I was in training and I was working at a UMC hospital, Tupac Shakur was shot and didn't die immediately. But we were told that we needed to be very, very quiet. One, obviously to respect privacy, but two, because if the gang or whoever tried to assassinate him thought he was still alive, they would come in and possibly finish the job. And so it was a little frightening because we didn't have a lot of bulletproof places, areas to be. But the staff had to know where to go, if what to do if there was going to be a shooting or somebody trying to sadly finish the job. And there were police on standby protecting him, and sadly he didn't make it. But it has been very still a mystery as to who shot him. Well, we just have now some breaking news. Suspect Dwayne Keith D. Davis has been taken into custody this morning. The charges remain unclear, but he now is arrested in connection with the 1996 shooting of Tupac Shakur. And Tupac shared a birthday with me, so I felt I had some connection to him. May he rest in peace. So this has always been something, not to mention I was there. I was at the hospital working when he was there in the Trump ICU. So it's Las Vegas, we don't want people to come to Vegas and get shot. And so this has been something that has been very, very unsettling and sad. And they say a Netflix documentary previously named Davis's nephew as the shooter. But Dwayne Kiefte Davis has spoken openly about being at the scene of the drive-by shooting 27 years ago. He's an alleged Compton Crip gang leader. He's 60 years old now, even wrote a memoir confessing to his role in the fatal shooting. Didn't Key and Peele do a skit on where a rapper was, you know, in a song, he was being questioned about a murder, and when Key was going through the evidence, he was playing his song where he was talking about the, you know, he's like, oh, it's just words, it's just lyrics, and then he actually goes into detail in his song. I don't understand that, but many rappers do that, or many, they will tell their story, and they will confess to murders in there. Now, this is, again, allegedly, but apparently in 2018, there was a documentary. He said he was riding in the car with his nephew, Orlando Anderson, and handed him the murder weapon before he fired. Again, wondering why it took so long then for the arrest. Shakur was only 25 years old. He was shot 4 times in the chest on September 7th, 1996. He died September 13th. And Davis wrote in his 2019 Tell Our Memoir, Compton Street Legend, that he was in the Cadillac involved in the shooting. In the book, he said he told authorities about his involvement in the killing of the 2010, oh, back in 2010, it was a closed-door meeting with federal and local authorities. They said that, he said they promised they would shred the indictment and stop the grand jury if I helped them out. He was 46 at the time and facing life in prison on drug charges, so he agreed to speak with authorities. Now, this arrest comes 2 months after Vegas cops raided his wife's home on July 17th, looking for items concerning the murder. And they seized multiple computers, cell phone, hard drive, Vibe magazine featuring Shakur. So, you know, this is obviously a, it doesn't kind of close a chapter, but it does make you wonder why it took so long. People are asking me, do we have any more details on the Harvest 91 shooting that happened October 1st, 2017, where a shooter was allegedly in Mandalay Bay and through two separate windows? Now, it could have just been one large suite. All right? I've been in Mandalay Bay. The suites could encompass two windows, but people said it seemed like there were two shooters. But the shooter was found dead when police came into the room. They said it was self-inflicted, but the hard drive, I think, was missing from his laptop. So, you know, sometimes we just never get 100% of the answers, and we just don't know. But, you know, here we are 27 years later. No. Yeah, 27 years later. And there's been some movement on that case. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I live in Las Vegas. I've been in Las Vegas off and on since 81. I say off and on because my father gambled a lot, and so we would move every time he lost money. We went back to Phoenix where, you know, grandparents could help support us and stuff. And then when my dad got the itch, we came back to Vegas. So I went to 12 schools. And people have always asked, how did I feel in terms of safety? I've always felt safe. I think Las Vegas has one of the best metropolitan police departments. We have fantastic security. I was at an event last night in downtown Las Vegas. Downtown Las Vegas used to have a share of crime, but it got cleaned up a lot. And even though, yes, there can still be crime, it was a Fork Cancer event from the American Cancer Society, a fantastic event to raise money for cancer. And it was on the street in right near the Fremont Experience. Feel very safe. Parking nearby. The city has, it's a fascinating city how Las Vegas is, because in the center you have the tourism, you know, resort corridor. We call it the Strip. Then you have downtown. And I've been to places that I have felt much less safe than Las Vegas. You do have people who drink, and you do have people that may, you know, get handsy and things like that, and you may have people, you know, acting like they are going to do a performance if you pay them and put money in the bucket and then they don't do the performance. So you kind of need to, you know, be aware that, you know, just like anywhere else, you're going to be in public, somebody could mug you. Now, when I went to Rome, people told me, look, these kids are going to distract you while somebody comes up and grabs your wallet. So you just always need to have that awareness. But I have felt very, very safe. We have had issues now and then, and I think overall crime across the United States has increased and worsened. But I have very, very comfortable walking up and down Las Vegas Boulevard, even by myself. I've walked by myself in downtown. I do. I feel very comfortable. And I think it's because the city has really built and rearranged things such that it's a lot easier for the police to police and watch, plenty of security. But sadly, things do happen. I told you, my husband was walking down just the strip a few weeks ago when I was at a conference, and these drunk college students, one came up to him and gave him double middle fingers. And, you know, he just looked at the guy like he was a jerk. But I think part of the reason why some things happen is sometimes it could be people's stupidity. And he told me, he goes, this young kid, you know, by young kid, 21, 22-year-old, right, could get himself stabbed, could get himself shot by going up to a random stranger. And my husband is a big guy. You know, and luckily my husband just kind of looked at him like he was an idiot and walked on. But, you know, these individuals that may get drunk and feel like I'm good, I'm safe, nothing's going to happen, you do have to have some common flippant sense. You know, and so if you don't have to carry cash, don't. Carry a credit card. If you don't have to have a big dangling purse, don't. I wouldn't recommend people have high heels where you can't run. I think in this day and age, you always need to be aware that there could be a shooter and you need to be able to run. I've seen people where, you know, their boyfriends are going to have to practically carry them. Just ditch the heels and run. Or wear shoes that could make you mobile. So just, you know, you just still have to have some common sense. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so good. You know, whenever we hear there's going to be a government shutdown, I don't know about you guys. I guess every year we hear about government shutdowns multiple times a year. We always end up doing fine. Most of the workers, luckily, we'll get back pay. You know, I think it is a disruption when it happens. But we have a democracy, and luckily we aren't just ruled by one party and one power. So it's nice to have some back and forth and some sharing of ideas, especially when it comes to spending. It's just we do need to realize, and what these shutdowns or these pending shutdowns imply, is if we don't get our act together and agree on things, and there's always compromise, we're not going to function. So it's kind of a reminder that whether you're Republican or Democrat, you got to work with people across the aisle. That's just common sense. But some of you guys have trips coming up and flights. and they're concerned about the chaos. I think it's USA Today did a nice little piece on that. Will a shutdown affect your flight? What happens? Again, I think Congress is going to avert a shutdown, or if we are going to have a shutdown, it would be very, very limited. But one thing about our airline industry is one day of a mess up has a domino effect. I mean, look at what happened with the computers and the software. Look at what happened during the holidays, even 4th of July. I don't know what's going on with our airline industry, but, you know, we 2023, we should have been a lot better prepared. And we have had cluster after cluster when it comes to our airport and travel. They're blaming, well, it's more people are traveling. I think it could also be staff shortages. So a big concern I have with any sort of government shutdown is, are there going to be staff shortages? So they say air traffic controllers are considered essential workers. They will continue working, but they may not get paid. So if they're not going to get paid, are they going to call out? USA Today says during the 2019 shutdown, air traffic controllers did call out sick at much higher rates for about 2 weeks. So that made Congress have to kind of get off their butts. TSA is considered essential. They are supposed to work during a government shutdown. TSA screening should proceed as normal. Again, we can't predict if there's going to be more call-outs. Customs and border protection, that is considered essential, should continue working. Visa applications are supposed to be continued, but again, will people call out? We already have a border that's very porous. We have border agents who are overwhelmed, so I think it's going to be a cluster and a half if we do end up having a shutdown when it comes to the border. Passports shouldn't be affected that badly, but the air travel, you know, many of these, these airlines are still private companies, so I think you'll still be able to fly. But in terms of any sort of chaos and shortages, just expect right now that if we couldn't manage 4th of July weekend, for crying out flipping loud, we're probably going to have problems Thanksgiving, Christmas. I don't know if any of you are traveling in October. So I like to talk about how to prepare, because I think it is very, very damaging, challenging, stressful, possibly deadly to be dealing with major, major airport chaos. People forget their medications. They don't have their medications. Their blood pressure goes up. They start fighting. It's a mess. So first and foremost, if you don't have to celebrate Thanksgiving and Christmas exactly on that day, consider a different day. If you don't have to travel during peak season and you can get the whole family together, it's not that crazy an idea. Most people have families that where they have multiple obligations. And so they have to pick and choose who they spend Christmas with. And they're like, yeah, but, you know, do we go to the mom's side? Do we go to the dad's side? Do we go to... And so it might actually be a welcomed recommendation to guys, bring the presents. We're going to cook the turkey, but we're going to do it December 8th. Or we're going to do it, I don't know, the Thanksgiving, November 12th. This way, you guys are all free to go to the in-laws or do whatever, or you don't have to travel. So that's an idea. Number two is, we got to learn how to travel without big baggage. I can't tell you how freeing it is to only have a carry-on. Now, my problem is I carry my radio equipment. I love to have my big blankie. I love to have my own pillows, so it's hard. But when I go to New York and I'm doing a quick 48-hour trip, I don't want to be delayed or hampered with a big suitcase. And I want to just take a carry-on, because if there are airport delays or issues, you're stuck. You know, I want to be able to jump planes if I have to. If I have to jump on a different plane, I want to be able to do that. I don't want to think that I've lost part of my luggage. So learn how to pack only using a carry-on. Remember Rewear Wednesday? Who gives a damn if you're rewearing clothes? And honestly, you can roll up shirts pretty tight. Anything baggy, take with you. So let's say I have shoes, but I have maybe some heels or something like that, or boots. I will wear the biggest shoes on the plane. If I need a jacket, I'll bring that jacket. you could sometimes roll up a pillow on your backpack. So usually my personal item is my backpack and my carry-on. That's enough for a few days, easily a week. And so, you know, I know everyone's like, yeah, but this 4-ounce rule or 4.5 ounce rule with liquid, honestly, you could get small body sprays. You could do it for less. I know I have like big bulk toothpaste. Just get the smaller toothpaste. But you know, let's say you're going with a family. You're like, I travel with kids. I travel with family. And there's no way we could do it just carry on. So actually, you can. All the shoes and the toys can be in one carry-on. Everybody kind of packs for themselves and has their own bag. Maybe you need to do an assembly style. All shoes, all toys, whatever, in Bobby's bag. All underwear, undershirts, toiletries in this bag. All nice shirts and clothes in this bag. And work it out, but practice. Because you are not going to want to get stuck with a big bag. I'm telling you right now, all those pictures of seeing people with all those luggages, miles long, right? Stacks and stacks and stacks of luggage. You don't want that to be you. You don't. If you don't have to travel with a pet, don't. Okay? And I understand a lot of people have service animals, but that can also complicate things and limit you. You want to be able to get the hell out and go when you need to. There's no weight limit on your carry-on. There is a size. Check that. So what happened is I carried pillows, and so I had a carry-on bag, and the lady tried to say, nope, you have to check the bag. It's too big. So I took out the two pillows, right, because I wanted room for souvenirs. And I go, okay, so my bag is empty. Where should I put my empty bag? She's like, you know what, never mind, just go on with it. So, yeah, and by the way, I never understood that. There's a weight limit with your big suitcases, so you have to take items out of the big suitcase and put them in your carry-on, but the weight is going to be the same. I don't get that. People will wear then the clothes. So like, well, then you know what? I'll wear the extra shirt. I'll wear the extra pants. Are we now at the weight limit? But that weight's on the plane, so I don't know. So with this government shutdown, I know people are concerned about Social Security. They're concerned about welfare checks. They're concerned about, you know, government has essential and non-essential. I think most of the essential things are going to happen, but we have a spending problem. We also have when these politicians are asking for things, it's not just a single line item. There's a bunch of crap thrown into the bills. So I need all politicians to stop that. Just do what's necessary. Just spend what's necessary. And don't let the government shut down. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.